It's never hard to find my toy for the evening. I can always tell who it's going to be. There's something in their eyes, a sense of entitlement. The suit, the swagger, there's always a clue. They think they're the one hunting me. And how wrong they are. They expect nothing less than my body to please them. Because it comes so easy to them. Girls on their knees. That's what they're used to. But not tonight. I catch their eye, my red lips on a straw, my hand brushing my hair off of my face. They never miss the signals. And they never approach. No. They want me to be a good little girl and come to them. That's what they're used to. They never think the spider is spinning its web. It never even crosses their mind. And that's what makes this all so satisfying. I make sure they see it when I leave. When I slink off the bar stool and glide to the back. I want them to see that I push open the door to the men's room. And I want them to think it's going to be just that easy. I want them to think that they've already won. There are two stalls, and I'm in one waiting. They always take a quick look. They can see those red hills under the door. They almost never speak. Maybe a chuckle. So arrogant. So cocky. They don't know what they're in for. Sometimes it takes a moment to figure out the game. Some have done this type of thing before. They go into the empty stall. The worst part of all of this, for me, is that I can never see their faces. I never get to see their eyes light up when they see the hole, when they piece it all together. I never get to see that excitement, the anticipation. And I never get to see that all disappear when they realize how wrong it all went. There are no hellos, no words. They just shove their cock into that hole and wait. Some are hard and throbbing already. Some small and flaccid. But I always start the same way. A velvet glove. And long, slow strokes. Gentle, barely touching. I don't want them too excited. I want them right on the edge. I stroke up and down the shaft until they're rigid and twitching, until you can feel their desperation through the thin wall between us. They want my mouth, my cunt. Anything more satisfying than this soft velvet touch. They never get it. So eager to feel anything other than that glove, they never expect the next sensation to be cold, hard metal. That little clamp snaps shut. Such a simple lock, but it always holds them in place. And it always keeps them hard. They can't pull away now. They're trapped. And that's when they first hear my voice. This belongs to me now. And then the real fun begins. I slap at it to start. Hard, quick slaps. They always swear at me. Demand to be let go. Tell me I'm a crazy bitch, a whore, a cunt. I am all of those things. But I'm also in fucking charge. And that's what they hate the most. Every word out of their mouths earns another hard slap. They get the idea fast enough. They realize quickly the position that they are in. And if they don't stop, I simply drag my nails down their shaft. I slice up their manhood and laugh at the sounds of their gasp and squeals. They behave after that. The only thing I want to hear out of your fucking mouth, bitch, is yes, mistress. They hate that. They like to think that they're in control, that they're the alpha. But of course they aren't. They lost that control the moment I caught their eye from across the room. And now they realize just how weak they are. For perhaps the first time ever, they realize someone else is in complete control. They realize they're helpless and overpowered. I toy with it. They beg, they plead. I don't care. Slaps, my nails. Sometimes I even sink my teeth in. Anything I feel like doing, I can, and I do. When I tire of that, I use them. They're no different than a toy I keep in my drawer. They're always so hard, so thick with anger and desperation. I love fucking them like that. I ease back, glide down, and let myself be filled. I moan so fucking loud, the people at the bar must be able to hear. This is not for you. This is for my pleasure. Be a good bitch and take it. I pay attention to their bodies. They never get to come. I only snap my hips until I feel their cocks twitch and that explosion starting to build. Then I stand up. I want to see their weak, sad orgasm drip from them. And I laugh at it. They moan so fucking well. The frustration, the desperation, the room is filled with it. A small toy in my purse gets me off. Why should both of us be denied? I tell them how good it makes me feel, and how hard it's going to make me come. I make them listen to the pleasure they won't get. And when I'm satisfied, I slide my panties off and tie them around their withering cock. A little parting gift. A pretty pink bow. I adjust myself and exit the stall. I thank them for being such a good bitch. And I laugh as I let the door close behind me. They'll never see women the same way again. They'll never again think of them as prey. This is a public service. Tomorrow night, another town, another bar. But the end will be the same. It always is.